Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Yeah, once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. And yes, we are right in the midst of Christmas season, right in the smack in the middle of the month of December. We've got people getting things ready for gifts. And I will tell you, you can order my book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Go right to the front page. If you need a Christmas gift, order it. If you're got an Amazon gift card, or if you're out of the country, go order the book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, but going on Amazon. And now, let me just tell you that we like to call ourselves the voice of reason. And right here, we have had so many things happening, but last week, an outrageous report from the Democrats in the Senate about CIA torture. Was it torture? What was it? How does it affect our men and women in uniform even today, and citizens around the world? How safe are you when this report has hit around the world? And we will have some comments from the White House spokesman, Josh Earnest. Then we will play some clips from former Vice President Dick Cheney, who is definitely a voice of seasoned reason when it comes to protecting the United States of America. So got to listen to that. And let me tell you, last week I had a chance to sit down, have dinner, and spend some time with Dr. Alveda King. Last week's show was Ferguson Fallout. Dr. King has been in Ferguson for a lot of days. She's been a part of trying to be a positive influence in what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, and around the country. So if you didn't listen to last week's show, go back and listen to about the fallout from Ferguson, and I will give you some insights directly from the civil rights leader who comes from one of the most famous families in the entire world. That's the family of Martin Luther King Jr., and her dad was A.D. King, Martin Luther King Jr.'s brother. So got some great insights to tell you. She shared with me. You won't be able to hear it anywhere else, but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. But first, let me just tell you, we had some politics to deal with. Did we have voices of reason last week? There had to be a spending bill passed, or the government would run out of money on December the 11th. Well, the House bickered and fought, and Nancy Pelosi was very upset. Senator Warren was upset. The House almost didn't get it passed. They had to twist some arms. And what does it all mean? Is that a reasoned response, or should we have waited till the Republicans got full control in January? Would the Democrats let it happen? Well, that's what I wanted to expend a little time about. A viable response from the Republicans was a couple of shows ago, and I have to tell you, I don't like the Cromnibus, they call it Crominus spending bill. It's a horrible way to have to fund the government and make things work. But I think Speaker Boehner, I'm going to give him a benefit of a doubt, because he said this is what happens when you have to deal with a Senate who won't take up each spending bill committee by committee and throws it all together. And that's why we've had continuing resolutions. And that's what Speaker of the House Boehner has told us. Now, speaking of Senator Harry Reid, the lame duck session of Congress, what's going on in the House with the leadership with Speaker Boehner, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, I just had to think of one thing, one song for Christmas. Let me play this clip and we'll continue on with the show.
If Christmas is so merry, why did you say it makes you uptight?
I never said that, Alvin.
Yes, you did.
I don't need this from you, Theodore.
You said you can't wait for it to be over, and
ho, 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 Alvin. That's your line. Ho, ho, ho.
Now, doesn't that remind you of our leaders in Washington, D.C.? I just had to play that for you. Let's get on with the show. But I have to tell you this. If Speaker of the House Boehner is fibbing, if he's saying that, oh, this is the way it was because of Harry Reid, we will know the truth when January rolls around, and we will know the truth and see if the Senate will actually take up spending bills piece by piece instead of waiting to throw them all together and all kind of little secret gimmicks and secret negotiated deals come through that nobody knows what's in the bill when they vote for it. So that is something I will give the Republicans a benefit of a doubt. As a voice of reason here in America, Doc Holliday says, give them their chance to work with the Democrats. You have to. The Democrats have the Senate in a lame duck session. But come January, it's time to hold their feet to the fire as far as Republican leadership, when you can work with the House and the Senate, and let's get this country turned around in a different direction, even with a president who's not willing to go there. We can pass legislation, put it on his desk, and let it be he once declared Emperor of America. Let him be the one to destroy our economy by not doing anything. Now, one thing about the bill that passed the House, Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader, she didn't like that bill, and she even called it political blackmail. There's a lot of people, that a lot of conservatives didn't like the bill, but Nancy Pelosi also disliked the bill. And I just, when I saw her and speaking out against the bill, I remembered a song that got famous last year in a Disney movie. And could you imagine Nancy Pelosi singing this about her friend in the White House and his desire to get this spending bill done when she was opposed to it? Just think of Nancy Pelosi singing this song to her friend Barack Obama about the spending bill. And
let it go, let it go, and I'll rise like the break of dawn. Let it go, let it go, that perfect girl is gone. Here I stand, then all I left dead. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Well, it didn't sound like Nancy Pelosi, but I imagine that's what she wanted to tell President Barack Obama, her good friend at the White House, when he asked her to help get votes to get this spending bill that she was against. She just wanted him to let it go. Well, let's go on with the show now. Now, one other political thing before we get into the show about talking about last week's Democrat report on the CIA and torture. One thing we got to talk about is Senator Mary Landrieu. She got beat in the Louisiana runoff. State of Louisiana had a runoff last week. Mary Landrieu was one of the last Democrats in the South in the United States Senate, and she was soundly defeated. Was it even close? And now she will be leaving the Senate, a Republican. Was a congressman, now he'll be Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, a physician by trade, and I hope he'll bring some sanity and voice of reason to the United States Senate. It will be much better than what Mary Landrieu said when she defended Obamacare, defended her vote on Obamacare. A lot to look forward to in next year's Senate and House, and how they work with the White House and the President of the United States. Let's get into what went on last week. For those who don't know, haven't been listening to the news, it was a report coming out of the Senate. The Democrats control the Senate. It was a Democratic-dominated report. In fact, most people will just flat out tell you a staff, many staff members, put the report together. What people don't like about the report, those who are in the know, say the senators didn't write it, it was staff members, and they failed to interview anyone in the report or the things that were talked about in the report. It was all coming from paper. No interviews, none whatsoever, is what we've been told. And so how good is the report? Well, we got Vice President Cheney. He's going to chime in on that in just a minute with a clip. But first, let me just tell you, I am against torture. America has no business torturing. But what is the definition of torture? And that is where some people on the left are just going silly, just flat out silly. One of the things that the President of the United States is charged with is protection of its citizens. And after 9/11, when we were attacked, and more, it could have been worse, remember. And I think Vice President Cheney put this out. We lost the Twin Towers. The Pentagon was many people killed and much destroyed there. But the other plane, the fourth plane that went down in the field in Pennsylvania, it could have wiped out the White House or the Capitol. And so the terrorist who killed over 3,000 Americans, why would we not get information if you can do it by legal means? And the CIA operatives that did these things, and were there problems? More than likely, yes. And they could have been reviewed, and they could have been taken to the Senate and House Intelligence Committees. They are the representatives of the people. Why do you put a report out in the middle of a war still on terrorists? And the Islamic State is not diminishing, it is growing, and you fuel the fire for more recruits. And that's what the Democrats did with this report from the Senate. If it is so important to get it out, you can get a few highlights, and you can say in 10 years, this report will be open for everybody. But you don't put it out in the middle of war when our men and women in uniform, when our citizens who are overseas may become targets of terrorists. This is not a good thing. In fact, it is an unfathomable thing that the Democrats have done. I hope they pay a price at the ballot box. Who would support putting the men and women who defend our freedom in jeopardy? Who would do that? And yet that's what this report has done. It has done it. And I have to just say, why was it put out in December? Because it's a lame duck session of Congress. Once the Republicans get in charge in January, this report would not come out to endanger our American soldiers and citizens across the world. So I just have to let you know, that is one of the reasons why I'm appalled at what happened with the report coming out. One of the things the White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, was talking about, he wouldn't answer a question, but Fox reporter Ed Henry said, well, just take a listen to this.
I want to ask a little bit about why there have not been prosecutions as well. The ACLU is saying that putting out this report and talking about it is not enough. They're saying there should be prosecutions for people who approve these brutal tactics. Isn't it cowardly for the administration to basically say the law was broken, there was torture, and yet we're just simply not going to prosecute anyone? If you really believe the law was broken, why isn't the president making sure that the law is followed from here on out on torture by prosecuting people?
The determination about whether or not the law has been broken is made by a career prosecutor. And federal prosecutors have looked into this. They reviewed all of the evidence, including all of the evidence that was considered by the committee that wrote this report. What those federal prosecutors have said is that they did not find sufficient evidence to indict anyone. That is their decision.
Chris Anders of the ACLU is saying, if the Justice Department looked at this Senate report, he says there's 500 pages of crime after crime. The president has basically, by banning this, his second day in office, he said over and over, he believes this was against the law. And there's now 500 pages in the public domain saying there's crime after crime. So how could the Justice Department look at that if you really believe that the law was broken here? How could they not?
If you have questions about the Justice Department investigation, you should consult with them.
Well, that was Ed Henry and going back and forth with the White House spokesman, Josh Earnest. Basically, Earnest would not give a reason why the prosecutors wouldn't jump if laws have been broken. And yet, that's what the White House, so many in the far left, are saying laws were broken. Well, prosecuting if laws were broken. That's what Ed Henry could not ever get Josh Earnest to really answer that question. And Josh Earnest may not have answered that question, but in just a minute, we're going to hear from former Vice President Dick Cheney, who was in charge of much of what was going on in the know, in the loop after 9/11. And we had to find information to protect the United States of America. And we're going to hear from that clip in just a minute. And I'm also going to remind you that in the second half of the show, we're going to get some comments. I'm going to tell you some comments I had as I sat down and was able to spend some time with my friend, Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., who has just gotten back from Ferguson, Missouri, and shared some thoughts with me about where America is and the matters of race and where she thinks America is going and why. So stay tuned for that. And also, I'll just have to remind you that you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. And it is very important for me to let you know how much I appreciate you listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Feel free to shoot us emails. I appreciate those who email. I can't answer everything, but I do read, listen, and want to understand the listeners out there around the nation and even around the world. So keep sending in the comments. And I do want to say, tell your friends, your neighbors, tell them about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, a voice of reason in this political quicksand, in this this whole country that sometimes seems to be falling apart and crumbling down. But you need a voice of reason. I try to look from all sides, and I let you know what you need to hear and listen to right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. What's important, we're going to cover it. Now, let me get that clip up of what did our former Vice President, Dick Cheney, say about what he felt about this report about torture from the CIA. Let's let him speak for himself.
I guess partly what really bugs me as I watch all this process unfold is the men and women of the CIA did exactly what we wanted to have them do in terms of taking on this program. We said, we've got to go use enhanced techniques if we're going to find out. And we've got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the mastermind of 9/11, who has killed 3,000 Americans, taken down the World Trade Center, hit the Pentagon, would have taken out the White House or the Capitol building, if, in fact, they hadn't been for the passengers on United 93. He is in our possession. We know he's the architect. And what are we supposed to do? Kiss him on both cheeks and say, please, please, tell us what you know. Of course not.
Wow. Doc Holliday jumping in. I just have to say, did you hear what former Vice President Dick Cheney is having to say about this report from the Senate Democrats? I think he's upset. What do you think? Wow. He's telling us, remember, put yourself where they were. They, as in the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the administration, their foremost duty is to protect the United States citizens. So they asked the CIA to do a job, and the CIA did it. And there was oversight. But I think Dick Cheney is very upset and cites some things that are very imperative for American citizens to know. So let's let the vice president continue here.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This
and
report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap, excuse me. I said hooey yesterday. Let me use the real word.
You're on cable. It's
okay. You can believe it. Yeah. Okay.
But you're saying that this led to actionable intelligence.
Absolutely. Look at the statement by the former directors and deputy directors of the CIA issued just within the last 24 hours. It did, in fact, produce actionable intelligence that was vital in the success of keeping the country safe from further attacks.
Well, stop it right there. America, and in fact, the world. Did you hear what former Vice President Dick Cheney just said? Actionable intelligence. It produced actions that saved lives, that helped tear down a terror network. This is the former vice president. Why will not more people listen to someone who is in the know? It's not guessing. He knows there was actionable intelligence gained. Go ahead, Mr. Vice President, and this is on the Fox News Brett Baier show, so we'll let it continue.
Vice President, some of the tactics, though, described in this report are horrifying. I mean, is there anything that U.S. officials, interrogators, are alleged to have done that you would consider torture?
I don't know all the allegations that are out there. Torture was something we very carefully avoided. One of the reasons we went to the Justice Department on the program was because we wanted them to tell us where's the line legally between what's acceptable and what isn't, and they did. That's what came forth in the legal opinion that we got before proceeding with the program, Brett. This is in terms of there being some problems in the program. There may well have been, but I don't think they represented that the Senate report represents the truth of what actually happened.
And there you have it. You sum up Vice President Cheney saying he does not believe the Senate Democrats report really tells what happened. And that's his view. There's a lot of views out there, but I picked his view because he knows what was in the loop. He knew what was going on. And I think it's very important to listen to his story. And I believe it was very unfortunate, not only unfortunate, but dangerous to put this report out in the middle of fighting terrorists around the world, knowing they can use this for a tool to recruit. The Islamic State is growing. It doesn't need more help by liberal Democrats in the United States Senate. But that's exactly what the Islamic State and others around the world who want to do America harm have gotten. They've gotten some help, a shot in the arm from the very people who are sent to Washington to serve the American people. That's my view. Tell me yours. Now, we'll change subjects. Last week's show was Fallout Ferguson. Are we going to build America or burn it down? A lot of frustrations, and I understand some of the statistics are staggering in our inner cities, and the frustrations and hope. And I heard Alveda King speak to a group, and then I got to spend some time with her. And Dr. Alveda King is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and she's a friend that Lord has just brought us together. God has blessed us with a friendship, and I treasure that friendship. And she had been in Ferguson, and she said some things that I just want to share with you, because these are things you won't hear just anywhere else. Number one, someone asked her, Alveda, what about racism in America? Are we going to get rid of racism? And of course, her answer was, we won't ever get rid of all racism. But she said, the whole thing hinges on the word racism. And she doesn't believe we're even divided by races, because her belief is there's one race, one blood, the human race. and the color of skin does not separate us. It's a lie. She calls it a lie from the usurper or the devil, or you can say whatever, but she believes that's the lie that we keep teaching and preaching when we say racism divides us, when people divide us by races, because we are one race and the skin color should not affect, we aren't separated by races. We're separated by people who don't understand that God gave us all different skin colors. And it's not just black and white and red and yellow. They're all colors in between. So that's one thing that she told us about racism. But the fact that there was looting going on and destruction and, you know, vented up anger. But she realized, and she told me that, yes, the people came in, agitators, outside of Ferguson, Missouri. They weren't there for the community as much as they were there to cause chaos and cause problems. She did explain, as we've seen even in the halls of Congress, that the one of the mottos around the country is hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. And Alveda King was saying, Dr. King said that one of the things they were saying in Ferguson, what happens to these guys, the young black men who wear their pants low, who wear them hanging down very low. She said when you need to run, they have to reach down and pull their pants up. And she says that they warn people that when you reach down and pull your pants up to run, it looks like you might be going for a weapon. And that can be dangerous. But one of the things that she said, instead of saying, hands up, don't shoot, they were saying and teaching a new phrase. It was, pants up, don't loot. Instead of hands up, don't shoot, they were saying, pants up, don't loot. And she went on to say that that was one of the things that she remembered. Now, when Alveda was just a young girl, her house was bombed in Birmingham, Alabama. It was bombed. And she said she can remember her dad, A.D. King, the brother of Martin Luther King Jr. But her dad, A.D. King, got up on his car, and there were a lot of African Americans who came in, and they were wanting to vent anger and turn over cars and do damage. And A.D. King, she said she remembered her dad getting up on a car and telling these African Americans who were heated up in anger and wanted to do something because A.D. King's house had been bombed. And A.D. King said, look, if you want to hit somebody, come up here and hit me, but don't do violence. We can't fight with violence. It must be through love. So that's something that she reminded us. And as she was in Ferguson, Missouri, she taught the principle of nonviolence. And that's why the civil rights movement with Dr. King was so powerful, because he taught you cannot fight hate with hate. You remove hate with love. It's like you can't fight darkness with darkness. You have to put light into the darkness. And that's what Alveda explained to me. Another thing she brought up was the fact that their frustrations in the African-American community are real. But there's so many frustrations that even she understood as a young child, and as she grew into her teenage years. And then she lost her uncle, ML. She calls him Uncle ML. And only a year later that her dad, A.D. King, was murdered and thrown into a swimming pool. He didn't have water in his lungs. And so they know it wasn't a drowning. And one of the things that it rocked her world, but before her father died, she wanted to hate white people. And because her uncle had been assassinated, her uncle ML had been assassinated. And she said that her daddy told her, white people have fought with us for civil rights. They have died with us. You can't hate white people. And she learned slowly but surely to vent her anger against the devil, the usurper, the one who wants to come, steal, and destroy. And it's not against people, but it's against the powers and principalities of this world. That people don't understand. You want to hate people, but it's not the people. You hate the evil that causes things. So a lot of wisdom and my friend Dr. Alveda King, I'd love to tell you more, and maybe in future shows I will, but you can learn much from somebody like her, because her, from a very young age, she was born in the early 50s, and she marched in many marches, children's marches, and she was there with her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and her dad, Dr. A.D. King. In fact, she's got a book, and I'll just push it right here on the show. If you can check it up on Amazon and go to your bookstore. It's called King Rules, Dr. Alveda King, and it's 10 Truths for You, Your Family, Our Nation, and Our Nation to Prosper. And it talks about the rules in their houses that her granddaddy, Dr. Martin Luther King Sr., and how he taught his family and what her family's taught. So very good book. If you need a book for reading, you can pick up King Rules by Dr. Alveda King. And now I want to say thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Lame duck session of Congress is still going on. We'll give you all the last inputs of that. And we got some international news and things to talk about as this year winds down. So you want to listen to next week at Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.